Chapter 9. I saw Jehovah stationed above the altar, and he said, "Strike the head of the pillar, and the thresholds will shake. Cut them off at the head, and I will kill the last of them with the sword. No one who flees will get away, and no one trying to escape will succeed. If they dig down into the grave, from there my hand will take them. And if they go up to the heavens, from there I will bring them down. And if they hide themselves on the top of Carmel, from there I will search them out and take them. If they conceal themselves from my eyes on the bottom of the sea, there I will command the serpent to bite them. If they go into captivity before their enemies, from there I will command the sword, and it will kill them. I will fix my eyes on them for bad and not for good. For the sovereign Lord, Jehovah of the armies, is the one who touches the land so that it melts, and all its inhabitants will mourn. And all of it will rise like the Nile and sink down like the Nile of Egypt. The one who builds his stairs in the heavens and establishes his structure over the earth, the one who summons the waters of the sea to pour them out on the surface of the earth, Jehovah is his name. Are you not like the sons of the Cushites to me, O people of Israel, declares Jehovah? Did I not bring Israel up out of the land of Egypt, the Philistines out of Crete, and Syria out of Kir? Look, the eyes of the sovereign Lord Jehovah are on the sinful kingdom, and he will annihilate it from the surface of the land. But I will not completely annihilate the house of Jacob, declares Jehovah. For look, I am giving the command, and I will shake the house of Israel among all the nations, just as one shakes a sieve, and not a pebble falls to the ground. They will die by the sword, all the sinners of my people, those who are saying, "The calamity will not come near us or reach us." In that day I will raise up the booth of David that is fallen. I will repair the breaches, and I will restore its ruins. I will rebuild it as in the days of long ago, so that they may take possession of what is remaining of Edom and all the nations on whom my name has been called, declares Jehovah, who is doing this. Look, the days are coming, declares Jehovah, when the plowman will overtake the harvester, and the treader of grapes, the one carrying seed, and the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and all the hills will flow with it. I will gather back the captives of my people Israel, and they will rebuild the desolated cities and inhabit them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine, and make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant them on their land, and they will never again be uprooted from their land that I have given them, says Jehovah your God.